There is a new survey that suggests when it comes to dating, people take their pets more seriously than their friends and their family. They trust their pet's assessment of somebody over the friends and over the family. Here's some of the stats. Does that feel right to you?
It's insane.
Yeah. 68% of, they surveyed 2,000 people, 68% of them said their pet has final say in who they're dating. Another 68% said they trust their pets more than their friends and family. And pets make good wingmen, of course. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of the people said that their pet played a key role in getting to meet their significant other in the first place. That's my story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that because, yeah, that's how you met. But you're going to, if the dog doesn't like the guy you brought home, you're not going to bring him home anymore.
Right. Yes. No, I'm not going to.
You're not going to.
No. In fact, you know,
your dog likes everybody.
My dog doesn't. I had this friend that I never, you know, all these years that I'd known this person, I'm not going to say whether it's a male or female, because it doesn't really matter. All the years I knew this person, which is a lot of years, by the way, I never knew they were bipolar. And I guess they were unmedicated at some point. They would come over my house and Marconi would growl at them. Like Marconi could smell the bipolar in their blood or sweat or something. Every time this person came over my house, Marconi would just stand there, just growl the entire, I've never seen him do that ever.
No, that dog loves everybody.
Right. So that should tell you something. He didn't like this person. And then I found out later that they were bipolar. And I was like, oh, Marconi must have picked up on that, because he didn't like drunks either. Like if someone on the street is very drunk, he will also bark or growl at them. He didn't like drunks. Mm-hmm. If you're actively drunk, he doesn't like that.
No, I think if you let your dog tell you if it's a good guy or not, you have bigger issues.
No, are you kidding? The dog is the, no. I disagree with you. I think your dog, I understand if you said cat, because cats hate everybody. So, yeah, you can't go by your cat, but your dog, if your dog is not friendly towards the person you're dating, first of all, it's going to be miserable for the dog and miserable in the relationship. They can't come over. Like, what do you do? Marry somebody that your dog hates, so they hate your dog? No.
Mm.
So I think a dog is a good barometer. You know, if you said your snake or your fish, my ferret doesn't like him, that would be a little weird. I think dogs and cats, people tend to use a little, I don't know, maybe horses. Maybe like if your horse doesn't like somebody.
I don't think horses like anybody. So I've never been around a horse that likes people. I think it's up to the guy to get the dog to like him. You know, it's like a guy that came over to the house a couple of days ago. He had to spray for bugs. The minute he walked in, he put his hand down to pet the dog. He goes, you know, I'm going to get to know the dog so the dog doesn't bark at me the whole time. So if you're dating a guy that won't at least do that, then I guess you shouldn't date the guy.
Right. Bring treats. You know, right. My mother had a lot of boyfriends for a little while, which shouldn't surprise you. But after she'd gotten divorced from my dad, she was, you know, it was a revolving door at my house where I get it from. And I remember like the difference, like the guys would come over and they would bring me presents. And the ones that didn't, I was like, I don't like him. I don't want him coming back here again, because the others had spoiled me. One always took me for ice cream when I wasn't supposed to, like before dinner, stuff like that. He'd be like, we're going to go for a drive and get you some flowers. So we'd go get my mother flowers and then we'd get ice cream. They would bribe me with ice cream, sundaes, to win me over. And then others would just come and like shower me with gifts, you know? So I'd be like, that's Steve. He's a really great guy. You should consider him. I like the Donald Duck. One of them got me like a Donald Duck, like a Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, I guess school set, you know, like pencils, like a whole Disney theme thing for school. And I was like, yeah, this guy's the keeper.
See, I don't understand that though, because when somebody has a dog and the dog is in the room, I make a beeline for that dog.
Right.
I'm going to hang out with that dog. I'd rather hang out with the dog than hang out with you.
Yes, that's my point. I mean, the kind of person that would rather be with a dog or that is very kind to your dog, that says a lot about them.
Yeah.
You know, I worked with a guy who hated animals, and I didn't think that was true. I'm like, how could you hate animals? But I actively saw him. People would come around us with dogs and cats, and he'd be like, ew. whoa, like, that's why nobody's dating you, because that's nuts.
Yeah, there's a bulldog on Long Island named Bruno that I would take a beeline for just because I want to hang out with Bruno because he's cool.
Right.
And it takes him a long time to walk 10 feet, and it wears him out to walk 10 feet to talk to you. But he's a cool dog. I want to hang out with Bruno a lot more than the people that own Bruno.
Because you can relate to Bruno. You kind of look like a bulldog. You can't walk 10 feet without getting out of breath.
No, so, we both walk down the street and go, that's screw it. Go back.
Come on, that's as far as we can go. The corner and back. Let's go, Bruno.
Yeah, when you tell him to come here, he thinks about it for a while. He's like, should I? Does he have food? I don't know.
Right. What am I coming there for?
Right. So, but if I'd walk into a room with a ton of people, Bruno would come right towards me because I would make a beeline for him.